Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We're tracking a little bit of rain on radar this morning. It's moving on out and the cold air is on the way. We'll talk about how temperatures could feel this weekend coming up.
A death investigation closes Zebulon Road for hours overnight. What we're learning from law enforcement at the scene.
And for a third day in a row, families in Durham need to find a way to get their kids to school. Bus routes are not running as drivers continue to hold out for higher pay.
And power is back on in East Durham after a day and a half. But city leaders want answers about why this keeps happening.
It's always seeming to be in these communities that are the more downtrodden neighborhoods.
The work Duke Energy says it's doing to make the area less vulnerable to outages. At least four outages within the last 6 months. A lot to tell you about on this Friday morning. Yes, we made it to Friday and a little warm up here. We're actually well above freezing right now. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Ogie. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Friday here. You'll notice a difference when you go outside this morning compared to the last couple of days. But hey, we'll get back to it tomorrow for you soon enough. Anthony Baglione is in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, we have a little bit of a break this morning, and then the cold air kind of spills over. A cold front coming through today. Our Saturday and Sunday certainly looking very chilly. And then kind of on the horizon next week, we have 60s. So it's going to be very kind of a roller coaster temperature-wise. Let's get us over to radar, though, right now. We have some light rainfall. A lot of this, though, is pushing out. We head toward that morning commute. I think most of us are not going to have any issues. The back edge of this is currently right along Henderson, Lewisburg. It's still with us in Roanoke Rapids, Red Oak, Rocky Mount. It's going to probably last here, maybe another hour or so. Our southern areas, though, are done. Fayetteville, done, just a little bit damp. But as far as any additional rainfall coming down, you should be looking good. We take future cast ahead. It's trying to sneak in a little bit of a wintry mix to the north. I don't think we're going to see much, if any, of that. Certainly no travel problems this morning. We go through the day, the clouds push on out, and then we see some very breezy conditions on the way that will set the stage for a chilly weekend. We'll talk about temperatures here, Brian, in just a few minutes.
All right, Anthony, here at 601, we do have a crash in downtown Raleigh, a crash investigation, a hit and run out at West Street at Morgan Street. That's the only incident right now that's an active scene in Wake County, as far as we can tell. Major routes are looking pretty good. As Anthony just showed us on radar, the precipitation is pushing off to the north and to the east. We still have some damp roads, though, in the triangle. I want to take you live to Raleigh and check in on Lewisburg Road, just off of Capitol Boulevard. And you can see a little bit of wetness there on the windshield and maybe some damp conditions. A little more significant, though, as you head up to the northern and eastern parts of our viewing area. I want to take you to that live camera in Halifax County at 95 at 903, where the roads are pretty wet. So give yourself some extra time as you head out, especially from the triangle area up to the north.
I'm Brett Neese in the WRL Breaking News Tracker in Wake County. This stretch of Zebulon Road near Halifax Road is back open this morning. The Sheriff's Office, along with the Highway Patrol, shut down this portion of the road for a death investigation. This video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker shows you just how big the initial response to this scene was when it happened around 10 o'clock last night. The road reopened about 5 hours later. I'm working to clear up a lot of details surrounding this, including how this person died and if there are any suspects. Brett Neese, WRL News, Wake County.
Families in Durham are preparing for more bus delays today and finding different ways to get their kids to school. That's because dozens of drivers are striking over pay. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live at the Durham Public Schools bus depot this morning. And Kelsey, I would imagine not a whole lot of activity there because a lot of drivers aren't showing up for work. Renee, several of the buses that are here in the depot won't even leave the lot today as these drivers continue to stay on strike. This morning, Durham Public Schools is asking parents to help their kids find a ride to and from school. And if your student has to take the bus today, you should expect some delays. This strike is a result of recent salary changes across the district. More than 100 employees showed up to a meeting with administrators yesterday, all of them demanding answers about their pay. Here's the issue. Some staff members say they were given bonuses that now have to be taken back because they were either overpaid or their raises were too high. Some employees say their salaries were affected by a change in policy based on years of experience. They say the district is now only paying people for their years of experience within the district, not in other places.
I was at 26 years of overall experience. I'm down to 2 years of experience. A man right here was at 44 years.
44 years, I dropped down to 7.
Bus drivers are not the only people who are being impacted by the salary issue. The salary issue is impacting all classified employees across the school district. Kelsey Coppe, WRAL News, live in Durham.
This morning, thousands of people in Durham are waking up with power once again. Just after midnight, Duke Energy crews restored the heat and lights to the final customers. More than 30 hours, though, after an equipment problem at a substation knocked out power during one of the coldest times of the year. It forced drivers to navigate streets without functioning stoplights. Business owners took a hit as well. Many people turning to warming centers and emergency shelters to escape their cold homes. Duke Energy crews were making upgrades to the area's substation when they damaged it, triggering this outage.
Today, Apex Police will give new details about the shooting earlier this week that left two women dead. Police Chief Jason Armstrong will hold a news conference at 11 this morning. He's expected to give an update on the investigation, as well as read statements from the victims' families. Police say Harry Hardman shot and killed the women, Gabrielle Raymond and Nancy Taylor, in the Southwalk community where they all lived Monday afternoon. He is facing charges.
It appears a government shutdown that was looming for midnight tonight will not happen. This is a live look at the U.S. Capitol building. Congress passed a short-term funding extension bill Thursday. It is now on President Biden's desk, and he's expected to sign it today. The bill will fund the government through early March. It's a bridge to a full-year funding bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer have reached a tentative agreement on a $1.66 trillion deal. Many conservatives, though, object, pressing for more spending cuts. And a separate fight is going on over tying funding to Ukraine and Israel and security at the U.S.-Mexico border.
And Jeff, just across the Potomac River in Arlington, Virginia, look at what they are dealing with. They have snow this morning. This is a live look at Arlington, Virginia, from our sister station up in D.C., NBC4. Inches of snow are expected today. Winter storm warnings for parts of Maryland and Virginia. This is their second snow of the week now. Baltimore is probably going to see the most snow here. They're going to see about 3 to 5 inches. Washington will see about 2 to 3. And Virginia should see about an inch or so. But a beautiful look in Arlington, Virginia this morning.
Today, ballots start going out to the more than 5,000 North Carolinians who've already requested to vote by mail this year. State Elections Director Karen Brinson Bell says the biggest change for voters this year is the new voter ID rules. Requiring a photo ID at the polls officially started in last year's municipal elections, but the 2024 presidential election is going to be most people's first experience with that. Officials are hoping to get people educated now on the new rules to help this year's elections go as smoothly as possible.
We expect and hope for a lot of citizen involvement and strong turnout for not only the primary, but the general election.
For more information on the upcoming elections and the new voter ID rules, go to WRAL.com.
New this morning, we've learned a Republican-led House committee has asked Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to testify about his decision to not notify leaders of his recent hospitalization. Austin has been asked to testify in person before the panel on February 14th. Austin and the Pentagon have been under scrutiny after failing to notify the White House or Congress that the secretary was hospitalized on New Year's Day. Austin was admitted to Walter Reed Military Medical Center after complications from a prostate cancer procedure in December.
UNC Chapel Hill's new interim chancellor is talking about some of his goals moving forward. Lee Roberts addressed the media for the first time after Thursday's meeting of the Board of Trustees. He talked about his role during this transition period, and he also touched on the issue of student mental health following last year's shooting on campus that claimed the life of a university professor.
We need to do a better job of making sure that students, grad and undergraduate students, as well as faculty and staff, are aware of the broad array of resources that are available now.
Robert says he's already had discussions with student leaders, as well as the Dean of Graduate Studies, about how mental health remains a top priority for UNC.
Coming up on 10 minutes after 6 on your Friday, two women assaulted while dining outside on Glenwood South. What they say the man was doing moments before the attack.
Hundreds of students at a North Carolina university forced to find warm places to stay
What officials at North Carolina A&T say caused the heat to go out in dozens of buildings.
And it is certainly a chilly start for us this morning. We're seeing temperatures at 34 in Roxborough, 42 around the Triangle. We have a big time Arctic cool down, though, into the weekend. We'll talk about how low temperatures could go and if any rain is on the way coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
As we check in where we're headed today, temperature-wise, we're going to start off, of course, chilly this morning. Wind chill values, though, are in that right column. So most of us staying in the 40s through the majority of the day. Even at 4 o'clock, if you're headed out, let's say want to take the dog out, just go for a walk, it's going to be one to bundle up at 41. 6 o'clock this evening, of course, we have a Canes game going on tonight. If you're headed to that, the weather should be fine. Just chilly with feels like values close to freezing. Here is a look, though, at our wind chill values into tomorrow. So look at how cold we are going to start off. 11 degrees there at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. We continue with that up until lunchtime. Most of us still only feeling like the mid-20s tomorrow afternoon. Even into our Sunday, we're looking at wind chill values close to 6 degrees before a warm-up into next week, Brian.
All right, Anthony, 613 right now. Still have that report of a crash, a hit-and-run investigation in downtown Raleigh on West at Morgan Street. It looks like that may be well in the clearing stages at this point. Just check with Raleigh 911, and we're not seeing any other big problems anywhere around Wake County. In Durham County, checking those major approaches right now, I-40 looking fine in both directions. And if you're coming in from the northern side of Wake County on westbound 98, from Highway 50 out to 885, we're seeing just a one-minute delay. Jeff?
Two women are recovering after they say a man assaulted them and shouted slurs at them in Raleigh's Glenwood South area. Kristen Williams and her aunt were having dinner and drinks at Hibernian Pub on Saturday, and after they left, Williams noticed a man stumbling. She said she tried to help Brian Gensch, you see him here, because she thought he was going to drive drunk. That's when Williams says he started shouting homophobic and sexist slurs at them. He then pushed her 63-year-old aunt to the ground.
Is bleeding from her head pretty profusely. They had to put staples in her head. They were very concerned.
Gensch was charged with assault on a female and being intoxicated and disruptive. We reached out to him but haven't heard back. Gensch is due back in court next month.
The number of threats against members of Congress is on the rise. U.S. Capitol Police say elected officials faced more than 8,000 threats in 2023. That's up about 500 from the year before. Capitol Police say they investigated threatening statements and direct threats by email, mail, and social media, as well as by phone. Authorities say the number of threats against lawmakers tends to increase during a presidential election year.
Today is a remote learning day at North Carolina A&T in Greensboro after 2 days without heat in dozens of buildings. The university says the heating problem was cleared up Thursday afternoon. That's after students spent 2 days out of their residence halls because of lack of heat. University officials say mechanical problems knocked out heat to 30 buildings. The school worked with the hotels nearby to find temporary housing for more than 500 students. Hundreds more chose to stay with family or friends.
This weekend is filled with comedy from a Parks and Recreation alum and a big festival at Dorton Arena.
Let's start with two events happening at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Comedian and Parks and Rec alum Ben Schwartz is bringing a special show to Durham tonight. Then tomorrow night, teacher and comedian Eddie B performs.
And in Raleigh, the Vietnamese New Year Festival is happening at Dorton Arena on Sunday. There will be cultural performances, a lion dance, and traditional food. There are day and night events, and tickets are available.
Still have time to enjoy some outdoor skating as well. We'll give you this live look at the outdoor rink, Fenton in Cary. It is open through February 5th. You can get more information on these events and other things happening in the Triangle this weekend if you head to WRL.com/out and about. We're going to get a dose, that second punch of that cold Arctic air moving in.
And we also get a little reprieve today. You definitely notice a difference when you step out the door. Anthony Baglione with our temperatures in the 40s right now?
Yeah, 40s for most of us, even a very close to freezing for some of our northern counties right now, a place like Roxborough. But everyone's feeling a little bit better than where we were yesterday. Good Friday morning to all of you. We've made it to Friday. Let's talk about that forecast for us today. It is a little bit damp out there. This is a live look right now from our Jimmy V's camera in downtown Raleigh. The rain, though, that we saw here the past couple of hours is on the way out. So I do not anticipate needing, let's say, all the heavy kind of rain gear this morning, all the winter gear. It's a little bit chilly, but you notice that rainfall is pushing out. We see it continuing here for our far northeastern counties at this point, heading toward Roanoke Rapids. Henderson is just about done. Lewisburg is just about done. Rocky Mount and Red Oak still hanging on to some light coverage right now. South of the Triangle, we're looking good. Maybe just a few light sprinkles right around Goldsboro. Everyone else is shaping up fine this morning. We take future cast ahead, though. Notice it's trying to sneak a little bit of that kind of wintry precipitation there up to the north. That is not going to happen for us this morning. Temperatures are above freezing, so it's kind of struggling with that cutoff, if you will. But we get closer to that morning commute. Here's 8 o'clock. Some cloud cover sticks with us. This works its way on out. Then we have a cold front coming through this afternoon. You can kind of pick out where those clouds are coming in from our northwest direction right there. We're going to see some blustery conditions today as that front comes through. Winds probably gusting up to about 25 to 30 miles an hour. That will keep our wind chill values down just a little bit as well. But we look at this time yesterday, or compare our forecast to yesterday. That's kind of a good measure of what we like to look at. We're about almost 25 degrees warmer this time than this time yesterday in Fayetteville. 14 around the Triangle, 22 in Goldsboro. Not to say it's warm, but it's noticeable compared to where we were yesterday. Mid to upper 40s to the south, low 40s around the Triangle, still 34 in Roxboro. A bit of a spread, but you notice all of those temperatures, though. Every single one of these, it's above what we're going to be for our high temperature tomorrow and into our Sunday. So we're certainly going to be seeing a much colder air mass. Winds are going to gust probably 25 to 30 this afternoon. What that does is, of course, it makes it feel colder with that wind chill value. Most of us today in the 40s. Waking up tomorrow morning, though, wind chill values in the teens. Sunday morning in the single digits. So if you have anything going on very early, even through the day, it's going to be very chilly. 35 there on our Saturday, 41 on Sunday, and then we go up close to, hard to believe it, 70 there, Brian, into next week.
Anthony, it's now 6:19 as we take a look at traffic. They're still working to get this hit-and-run investigation cleared in downtown Raleigh from West Street at Morgan Street, and there's some indication there may still be a little activity out on Hammond Road at Chapin Oak Road from an earlier crash there on the south side of Raleigh. But overall, our major routes in Wake, Durham, and Orange County are all looking pretty good this morning. Do want to take you out to the roads, check in on the eastern side of Wake County. This is out on I-87 heading out toward the Wendell area. We're looking for any dampness on the roads, and there's a little bit from the Triangle area up to the north, but it looks pretty good here from this driving shot. Do want to take you to Rocky Mount. We're taking a look at some of those cameras this morning. We have been seeing some wetter conditions. This is a look at Benvenue Road at Wesleyan Boulevard. You can see it's pretty wet there with those showers moving through the northern and eastern parts of our viewing area. That ride on 95 from Rocky Mount and Wilson up toward Roanoke Rapids. Pretty wet this morning. Just give yourself a little extra time, slow down, and increase your following distance.
Brian, thanks. Newly released documents are giving a better idea of the accused UNC shooter's actions days before the shooting, how he used the name of the professor who died in the shooting on a visit to a shooting range.
Reba McEntire says her boyfriend played a big role in her singing the national anthem at this year's Super Bowl. How he pushed the issue to make it happen. Sounds like a topic for What's Trending next.
First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be right back.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Selena Gomez is returning to her Disney Channel roots for a new show.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yes, Gomez is going to return for a sequel to Wizards of Waverly Place, the show that made her famous as a child actor. Co-star David Henry is also coming back. They will guest star in the pilot episode of the new series, and they are executive producers.
Selena staying very busy. We were talking last week on What's Trending that she's going to star in the biopic for Linda Ronstadt. So now she's going to return to Waverly Place. And that show was on 2007 to 2012. So she was Alex Russo and very popular, and full circle moment for her.
She's back.
Yeah.
She's got that other show with Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Oh, right.
The Murders in the Building.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of stuff.
Big news this morning. Reba is going to sing the national anthem at the next Super Bowl next month. Mm-hmm. She says she was not sure about accepting the invitation. She told her manager she'd think about it. But then her boyfriend, actor Rex Lynn, said, yes, she'll do it. Reba says that Lynn is a huge football fan.
Well, he wants a free ticket to the Super Bowl. I mean,
That's the angle, VIP treatment.
Reba said she was discovered in 1974, 50 years ago, when she sang the national anthem at the National Finals Rodeo in Oklahoma. So how about that?
No, she'll do a great job.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. Brian, thanks. Jim Carrey, meantime, celebrated his 62nd birthday this week with a star-studded guest list. Comedian Jeff Ross shared this photo with the caption, "The Laugh Supper." It was on his Instagram page. Jimmy Kimmel, Adam Sandler, Princess Bride star Carrie Elwes, all there to celebrate. You can also see David Spade in there, Howie Mandel, Bill Burr, Seth Green, Craig Robinson. I mean, this is an all-star cast of comedians getting together.
Yeah, what a gathering.
Love it.
It is National Popcorn Day, and many movie theater chains are offering specials on the salty snack. Alamo Drafthouse will give you a free popcorn when you spend $5 in concessions. AMC Theaters are offering unlimited popcorn for anyone who buys a movie ticket. Cinemark Theaters are giving $2 off medium and large popcorns. Regal Cinemas will give all of their Crown Club members free popcorn today. And lots of butter, not just on top, but also like in the middle, too.
Yeah.
Gotta shake it up.
Yeah. Don't shortchange the butter. The NFL playoffs continue this weekend. Saturday, it's the Green Bay Packers and San Francisco 49ers getting together. You can watch that game 8 o'clock on Fox 50. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will travel to play the Detroit Lions in their divisional playoff game. That game is Sunday, 3 o'clock on WRAL.
And certainly a good weekend for football. We're talking temperatures in... We're talking temperatures this weekend. There we go. Going to be a great weekend for football with temperatures on the cold side. Today, though, we're looking at right about 50 degrees this afternoon. If you want to head outside for some fresh air, we'll go over that weekend forecast in our next systems coming up.
And back to the snowy image. Harsh winter weather packing a punch across the country. The deadly toll it's taking as millions prepare for another blast of snow and cold.
Plus, after more than 30 hours without heat, people in Durham are waking up with power this morning. The question city leaders have for Duke Energy about the underlying reasons behind this lengthy outage.